Hegseth pushes back on reports of deteriorating conditions aboard aircraft carrier Lincoln. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth on August 13 pushed back on reports of mounting stresses and worsening conditions for the sailors and Marines deployed aboard the aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln. The Lincoln deployed from San Diego on November 21, 2025, and started operating in the waters of the Middle East in January. Since February 28, U.S. forces have taken part in sustained combat and blockade operations against Iran and have fended off numerous Iranian drone and missile attacks in that time. Speaking with Newsmax during a visit to Panama on Thursday, Hegseth responded to allegations that deployed sailors and Marines have shared concerns about worsening mental health conditions and growing suicide risks, along with rationing food and contending with broken toilets and laundry facilities. Hegseth said the issue has been completely misrepresented. Listen, we make sure that every ship, every crew, every captain has everything we can provide them at every single moment. Some deployments are longer than others, and I have more respect and gratitude for those sailors than anybody, he said. Hegseth said he wants to rotate fresh forces into the region and bring the Lincoln back soon. To that crew, to all those crews, we're going to do everything we can for you, and we are so grateful for their dedication, he said. Last week, Acting Navy Secretary Hung Chow and other senior Navy officials met with the families of those aboard the Lincoln. In a statement to the Epoch Times following that meeting, the Navy said combat operations in the Middle East have disrupted regional supply hubs. In response, leadership prioritized mission-critical supplies, first food, then hygiene items, then mail. Current reports from the ship confirm continuous access to clean water, functional AC, and healthy meal options, the Navy said. The Navy said there is a network of support options aboard the Lincoln, including medical personnel, deployment resilience counselors, and chaplains. Based on information available to the command, we have not identified an increase in reported suicidal ideation or suicide attempts aboard the ship, the service said. Senator Richard Blumenthal sent a letter to the Pentagon on August 12, seeking answers about conditions aboard the Lincoln. He also asked about the aircraft carrier's deployment schedule and whether the current demand for carrier deployments exceeds the Navy's current force structure and deployment model. In an August 13 social media post, Senator Ruben Gallego called for a bipartisan delegation to visit the Lincoln. U.S. Central Command responded to the allegations regarding the conditions aboard the Lincoln in a social media statement on Thursday evening. It said media outlets had reported several false claims regarding the ship's deployment, including a spike in suicides and a fatal brawl on the aircraft carrier. CENTCOM noted that the Lincoln maintained an 84.4% reenlistment rate, which it said was among the Navy's highest rates. The command added that the strike group's crew remained resilient and resolved after more than 260 days at sea. In the social media post, CENTCOM confirmed that no service members aboard the Lincoln had died and that a sailor who fell overboard on August 3 was quickly recovered. The rampant misreporting on Abraham Lincoln's historic deployment is a disservice to our men and women in uniform and their loved ones, CENTCOM said. The aircraft carrier USS Gerald R. Ford returned to its home port at Naval Station Norfolk, Virginia, in May, after setting a record for the longest carrier deployment of the post-Vietnam War era. During the deployment, the Ford supported combat operations in the Middle East but was sidelined at the height of operations following an onboard fire.